And here we are, oh my goodness, by the sound of that music playing, it must mean that it is Tuesday, December 31st, 2019, the last time we'll ever say that, 2019, otherwise known as New Year's Eve, 14 minutes past the hour. What a day it is gonna be. We are sending out 2019 this morning here on the program and heading into the big 2020, a new decade, a new year, and so much going on in 2020. As I have said before, we have a Summer Olympics in 2020. It is a leap year. It is a presidential election year. And it is also a huge year for Marion, probably one of the biggest years ever in the history of Marion, because we will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the election of President Warren G. Harding in 2020. So it's going to be a great year. Also nationally, it's 100 years, the anniversary of the women, of women getting the right to vote in a presidential election. That happens in 2020, the 100-year anniversary. It's going to be a wild ride in 2020, but guess what? Today, we're going to send out 2019 with a wild ride here on WWGH Radio, so I hope you are tuned in to the radio. You know, I was thinking this morning as I was driving in, of the Ohio State game the other night, which I'm sure a lot of you Ohio State fans are not really happy to talk about at this particular point, although it was a good game against Clemson on Saturday night. What I was thinking was, Jeff Ruth, I know, was at that game, and I have not heard how it was in the press box or the event. I'm not even sure if Jeff's back in town, so if Jeff is out there or listening in the next 2 hours, or maybe he'll stop by. He stopped by on Christmas Eve, so maybe he'll stop by on New Year's Eve, and we'll hear how it was down in Arizona at the Big Bowl last Saturday? Just a few days ago. Here we are, though, New Year's Eve, and lots to talk about on the big program. It's just you and me today. I didn't want to have any guests on the last couple days of the year because I thought, hey, you know, it's me and you every day out there, and I like talking to you, and I had such a great time yesterday talking with you about the street closures because of the windstorm early yesterday morning. And I learn a lot from you because, honestly, I had no idea how to use that air fryer or cook the pork. That was fascinating. By the way, the pork, I did not eat it last night, the pork chops, so it is still, they are still in my refrigerator in a plastic container. So maybe I'll get to them today, I hope. The package said January 2nd, so I believe I'm still safe. I have not smelled them to see if they have a bad smell, but I'm hoping they don't because they were good pork chops the other night. And I don't think I got rickets or, was it rickets you could get? No, what was it called? Trigonosis? Yeah, trigonosis or worms. What are rickets? Does anybody know what rickets are? I have no idea where that came from. My last show of 2019, and I'm talking about rickets, and I don't even know what that is. Something significant today I do want to mention. By the way, if anybody knows what rickets are, give me a call. 740-383-9944, 18 minutes past the hour. This is very important, and we'll mention this a couple times this morning. Talk about the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected and all that coming up in 2020, when 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote in this country in a presidential election. Our good friend Kenzel Clutter here in Marion, who has done so much for the Marion area, so much for the Historical Society, so much for really gardening is not the right word, but horticulture in the Marion area. Kenzel Clutter, who is still up and around and doing just fine, today, New Year's Eve, turns 100 years old. Kenzel Clutter today is 100, and my goodness, I hope he's out there listening, and I hope he's having a tremendous day. Kenzel Clutter, 100 years old. Think about that. Kenzel Clutter was alive when President Harding was still a senator. Now, how many people are still alive from when President Harding was not yet president? So happy 100th, Kenzel. I hope you're out there. And if you get a chance, call in today and say hello. We'd love to hear from you. All right, the phones are ringing early. That's a good sign. Happy New Year's Eve.
Hey, Scott, it's Brenda.
Hey.
I don't know why I know this, but rickets are if you have lack of vitamin C and your legs bow. Sailors had to eat oranges on the ships because they would get malaria, and the rickets too. It's a lack of some kind of vitamin.
So it's a lack of you know, it's interesting when you say bowed legs. Years ago, I interviewed the comedian Leslie Nielsen. Do you remember Leslie Nielsen?
I do.
From all the Naked Gun movies. He had bowed legs, and he used to make fun of it. He just, I think I asked him how he'd like to be remembered, and he said an actor with bowed legs. And I don't know if he had rickets at some point in his life, but I always wondered how people got bowed legs, which is just where your knees are jotted out a little bit.
Yeah, it's a vitamin deficiency.
Is that what it is, a vitamin deficiency? I never knew how that happened. But so that's what rickets are. It's a lack of... Do you know that you have this problem before the knees start going?
I don't think so. It starts in babies. And by the way, I'd like to thank all my science teachers at Marion Catholic and St. Mary's for this information that never left my head.
So rickets is not something you can get from food.
No, it's a lack of something.
Lack of something. Because yesterday we had the whole conversation about eating undercooked pork could give you trigonosis.
Yeah, you can get really sick with undercooked food.
You know what's funny? Last night I went out to dinner, and this is the irony of things, because I got this air fryer for Christmas, and I was worried about the pork chops I cooked Sunday night not being done. They must have been done because I obviously didn't get sick, but... last night I went out to dinner, and one of the people I went out to dinner with had pork chops. And they were eating the pork chops in the restaurant, and they were saying they thought the pork chops weren't done. So this made me think that I am not as big an idiot as I thought I was the other night, that there are levels to pork chops being cooked. It's not just tough and well done and raw, that there are different levels even in restaurants.
Yeah, Oh, yeah, I'm sure you've got cooks that, you know, might not know what they're doing.
That's never a good sign.
No, not at all. That's why I don't eat out very often. You and that air fryer, it's just going to be, it's going to be on for you this year, isn't it, Scott? 2020 in the air fryer.
It really is, because I am very paranoid for some reason about undercooked food. And I don't know how much...
I've never known that.
No. It's just one of those things I like to keep hidden. And I have this big paranoia of it. And I don't know what... You know what it is? It's because I hate having any stomach issues. I just hate it. I hate feeling nauseous. I hate acid reflux. I hate all that. So...
Yeah, I've had them for years. My stomach has always been an issue.
Well, and I, you know, I feel so badly for people who go through that, because when your stomach is not feeling well, boy, that'll hinder just about everything you do.
It does.
And that's why I hate stomach issues. So, and I'll also tell you, it comes from Thanksgiving 2 years ago. Now, I'm not saying I didn't have the problem before then, and I still can't trace it back to this, but I cooked the turkey at my house. I had the turkey on Thanksgiving, and everybody ate the turkey on Thursday, and it was fine, and there were no issues. And then I ate some more of the turkey on Friday, and then Saturday, I made a salad with that turkey, and Saturday night, I got very ill. And had the, you know, where things were coming up. And the thing about that was, as soon as everything was up, I felt fine the next day. So I knew it wasn't flu. I don't think it was flu. And the only thing I could trace it back to was that turkey. Now, I'm not saying that it was the turkey, because I really don't know for sure. But now I'm really paranoid, because I know that I got... Well, I don't know if it was undercooked meat, though, because it was okay on Thanksgiving. So, I don't know. It's just my paranoia, I guess.
It might have just gone bad real quick.
You know, turkey's a funny thing like that, because I know a lot of people will eat cold turkey sandwiches through Sunday, and boy, I don't do that. If I don't get to it by Friday, it's gone now.
Yeah, I stopped eating turkey just very, very rarely. I'm getting real funny about meat anymore. Less and less, so...
Do you have any big plans for the big 2019 tonight? 2020?
I might go downtown Marion, see the ball drop. It just depends on how cold it is.
You know, that's right in front of the building where we are here, I think.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's a fun thing. It's not too far from my house, so why not?
Yeah, fun thing. Well, hey, thanks for calling in and telling us what rickets were. I would have had no idea.
Hey, there you go. A little bit of information, the last real tidbit for the year, and we'll talk to you next year.
Absolutely.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. We already got our answer right off the bat. We now know what rickets are. Yeah, there's a celebration, of course, going down... on down here in downtown Marion. I believe it's in Busby Park. I hope I don't have the wrong location on that. The big pop and drop tonight, where they drop the popcorn ball. An interesting story. The first pop and drop happened 2007 going into 2008. So this will be the, what, 12th pop and drop? Can't imagine it's been that many years ago. But I broadcast the first pop and drop. I was at WMRN at that time. And that is a memory that is forever burned in my brain. Because what happened was, I was at WMRN at the time, and nobody had really said anything about covering this pop and drop live on the air. We had not advertised it. We had not said we were going to do it. Nobody had talked about it. And then on New Year's Eve morning, the program director stuck his head in the booth. I was doing the morning show that morning. The program director stuck his head in the booth and said, I think we're going to cover the pop and drop tonight. Do you want to go down there and do it? And of course, you never say no. So I said, sure, I'll go down and do it. And wasn't really sure how we were going to do it or what even the pop and drop was, because it had never happened before. So the first year they dropped it right at the end of the Prospect Street overpass. So it used to be dropped in a different place. I'm not sure when they moved it down to Busby Park, but it used to be dropped right at the end of the Prospect Street overpass, which I guess is close to Busby Park. But I go down there, and there is nobody else down there from the radio station, because everybody wanted to be off on New Year's Eve. So it was a two-man show that night. It was me with a microphone standing in Busby Park doing the broadcast, and it was the program director back at the station who was getting us up on the air. And it was a very unique experience because it was a very cold night. Very cold night. Just about ready to snow. A matter of fact, we weren't sure if it was going to snow or not. So we came on about an hour before the ball was going to drop. And I remember there were people down there. I think the crowd is much bigger now than it used to be, but there were people down there. And I remember this guy got out of his car, was because he wondered what I was doing standing there with a microphone. I wondered what I was doing standing there with a microphone. So the guy gets out of the car, and he says, "Hey, are you on the radio?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm doing the broadcast live right now." And he said, "Well, what station are you on?" And I told him it was broadcast on 1490. There's a little bit of trivia for you. Where was the first pop and drop broadcast? It was 1490 AM WMRN. So I said to him, "This is the station I'm on." And he said, "Well, tonight I'm going to propose to my girlfriend." Okay. And he said, "I'd love to make this extra special. I don't want to propose to her on the air because she's sitting in the car, but would you be able to say her name and something? And that'll kind of lead me into my proposal." And I thought, well, why not? That sounds fine. That sounds nice. So I told him what station to tune to. And like I say, they were sitting in their car because it was a cold night. And he must have gotten the car and turned on the station. And I'm broadcasting there. It's not quite midnight yet. I don't remember the girl's name. I have this on tape somewhere, so I should go back and listen to it sometime. So I started talking about, you know, New Year's Eve and how many people propose on New Year's Eve, and that's a big thing, probably right behind getting a kiss at the stroke of midnight. And then I mentioned the girl's name, and I could see in the car that they were kind of ecstatic that I mentioned the name, or she was surprised. I'm sure he didn't tell her why he was changing the station. And, you know, as far as I know, the proposal went okay. He never really came back and told me. He did come back and tell me thank you for mentioning her name. I don't know if he got cold feet and ever proposed to her or not, but if that person is out there listening right now or knows anything about that, let me know. I would love to know what happened with that. That's kind of a fascinating thing. 740-383-9944. Or if anybody remembers listening to that first pop and drop 12 years ago, that broadcast I did, let me know. That was an interesting one, and I'll tell you why here in a second. 740-383-9944. As I said, we were at the end of the Prospect Street overpass, and I'm standing over in Busby Park doing the broadcast, and I was the only one down there. And I had an earphone. What do they call them? The little thing that goes in your ear where you can hear what's going on back at the studio. So in all radio studios, we have what's called a studio clock, which gives us the exact time that it really is to the second. So hitting midnight is a very big deal. Well, this was the first time they had really dropped the popcorn ball, and it was just a ball of lights. And the fire department was dropping it. And as I said, it was a very cold night and very windy night. So I'm standing in Busby Park, and obviously the person back at the station cannot see what's going on in downtown Marion. So he's in my ear telling me the time, because I don't have I had a watch on, but it wasn't to the second. So he was trying to keep me apprised of what time it was, so he could play Auld Lang Syne as soon as it was Happy New Year. And probably turned my microphone off after I said Happy New Year, so no reverberation got caught back at the station. So it gets time for the countdown, which is the big deal. And there's a bar right at the end of Busby Park. I think that bar is still there. So everybody gets out of their car about a minute to go until midnight. And I'm talking about the end of 2007 and how it's about to be 2008 and how this is the first year for the pop and drop and we're so glad to be here and it's chilly temperatures and I'm really trying to fill up this last minute until we get to the final 10 seconds. So I'm watching the popcorn ball come down and it's blowing back and forth because it's very windy outside. And the people in the park started to count 10, 9, 8, 7. And in my ear, I'm not hearing a countdown. So I know he was going to give me like the 10 second notice so I could start counting down and then he'll be ready to play Auld Lang Syne back in the studio, which would go over the airwave. And he's not counting. But the people in the park are counting. And on a live microphone, you can kind of hear that in the background. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And I thought, oh man, I better join in. So we get down to about 7, 6, 5. And all of a sudden, the people in this bar, just about, you know, 20 feet up the way, they all come out of the bar to see this popcorn ball drop. And now they're starting at 10. So now we got the people in Busby Park at 6, 5, and the people down at the bar, 10, 9, 8. Now this is all being picked up over the air. It's a jumble. And now I don't know who to count with. I'm thinking, what in the world should I do at this point? And I still have not gotten the call in my ear that we're at the 10-second mark to start counting down for the Auld Lang Syne to play out of the studio. So I'm thinking, oh, man. And I'm watching the ball come down, and I'm trying to describe this, and the ball's whipping back and forth, and I can clearly see by the way these two groups are counting, the people in the bar and the people in Busby Park, that this ball is not going to be on the ground by the time we're counting, done counting, for the new year. So I'm trying to join in, and when everybody was just about at Happy New Year in downtown Marion, I get the sign in my ear, which nobody else could hear but me, 10 seconds. So now I'm counting, totally off with the people in Busby Park, and totally off with the people who were counting outside the bar. So the Busby Park people said Happy New Year. You could hear that in the background on the microphone. I'm at about 7 at this point. Then you hear the people outside the bar say Happy New Year and let out a cheer. At this point, I'm at about 4. And then you just hear me in complete silence go 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year. And then Auld Lang Syne, I remember I could hear that in my earpiece. That's what it's called, an earpiece. I will never forget covering the first pop and drop back in 2007, I believe it was. So that's my memory of that. Does anybody have any memories of a new year? That's my memories of a New Year's Eve. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or does anybody have any big plans for the big new year tonight? It's a big one. It's 2020. It's a new decade. And I was telling somebody yesterday, I also like the idea of it being 2020. I think it's kind of unique. Because 2020 means a lot of things. It means 2020 vision. It's a lot of things. So 2020 is a very unique year, so I hope everybody has a big, unique night. I don't know if people still go out and celebrate or not. I don't know if people sit at home and watch television. That used to be the big thing to do. Guy Lombardo and Dick Clark and I believe it's now Ryan Seacrest. People used to sit at home and watch that. People listened to it on the radio for many years. I believe Guy Lombardo did it on radio for many years prior to going over to television. So it's always a big event. And it's a fun event because it all comes down to one moment and it's the one time of year where everybody stays up until midnight. So does anybody have any unique or fun plans? And by new, unique, I'm not saying you have to have any big party plans, just something interesting going on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Happy New Year's Eve.
Yes, Happy New Year's Eve.
I have something this morning that I had seen on Facebook earlier, And this really pertains to the new year, and I thought it was important enough that your audience might pick up on it and practice it, because it probably is a good idea. The person said, now, this year, whenever you're signing anything, documents, important papers of any kind, and I plan on doing it with my checks as well, instead of putting down 1/1/20, put down 1/1/2020. Because if you don't add the last 20, somebody else could go in there and add 19, 18, 17, and then your document would be incorrect.
I never had thought about that. You're right. Being in the 20s, a lot of people do write 2019, 2018, so if it was just a 20 there, you could just add the last two numbers.
Yeah, although technically, I guess you could have done that. Well, no, you couldn't have done it in time because we're in the 20s, but I just thought that was good advice, and I'm going to start doing it from the get-go so that I don't forget it and just make a practice of it. So.
Now, it's kind of interesting, though, because I still am curious about this, because I was thinking about Kenzel Clutter this morning, turning 100 today. There's somebody who was alive not only in 1919, but obviously through the entire 1920s, which would have been the 20s. So is this the 20s? Can we call it the 20s? So this would be
the
20s.
Well, I would call it, I think of it as the, what did I, something I had, techno 20s or something like that. I thought maybe it might go into that, but then we've been high tech for quite some time now. But it would be more appropriate, I think.
Well, it's somebody said to me the other day, they said, well, we had the 1820s, and I said, yeah, but people didn't live that long in the 1820s to the 1920s, and also the 20th century, you know, the 1900s, was really the decade of technology where people started to live longer, people went to hospitals, everybody started going to school, colleges were at an all-time rate, we landed on the moon. Computers, cell phones, blah, 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 television, everything happened in the 20th century. So I don't think people had problems from the 1820s to the 1920s, but I think we are going to have problems from the 1920s to the 2020s, because when somebody talks about the 20s, I think they're going to be confused. Are they talking about this decade, or are they talking about the 1920s?
Well, that's true, and until we see, you know, maybe it won't be that big of a thing, but when I first heard somebody bring that up about the Roaring Twenties, that's what we're all familiar with, at least people my age are, you know, even though I wasn't around, but it was always the Roaring Twenties.
Well, I wonder, so, yeah, well, I wonder about history, because once we get, let's say, when it's 2050, when somebody says the Roaring Twenties, well, will those kids think that's 2020, or will they think that's 1920?
I'm not going to be around, so I'm.
Oh, you'll make it. You'll make it to 2050.
I don't think I'll live as long as Kenzel. I mean, he is a hardy individual, I think.
Isn't he? He's just, you know, I saw him this past summer. Well, he was in here with Charlie this past summer, and boy, I'll tell you, going strong at 100. People weren't living that long back in the 1820s.
I know, it's maybe it should be something about the to do with health, but I don't know, that was just because in my mind I was thinking 20s, what would Roaring 20s, and then if you try to put an R in there, but techno or something came to me, I guess, matching 20s, and so I don't know what will happen, but at any rate, I thought this other thing with the signature, or the date, I thought that was kind of important.
That's big.
Because I could see that being an issue.
I can see that being an issue. Do you have any big plans for New Year's Eve tonight?
I'm going to go to bed just like normal. That's my friends, they want to go uptown and do that. And I thought, oh, not in that cold.
So they want to go to the ball drop?
Yeah.
Well, you just heard my story about the ball drop.
I heard your story. And it's colder out now. Now, when we were talking about it, it was during the warm spell.
Oh, you're right. It was a little... Well, yesterday was part of the warm spell. I don't know what happened last night. It kind of turned us. You know, in the final part of that story about me broadcasting, it never snowed, but I remember as I was packing up the equipment, which I did pretty fast, and as I was getting in my car, which was probably about 12:25, it started to snow. And I remember thinking, what timing?
Well, it'll be what it'll be, but I don't, as it stands right now, I have no interest, really. Most of the time, I'm lying in bed, and maybe all the shotguns or the whatever they can, I don't know what all they shoot off in the city, but it usually wakes me up.
Well, you'll have to listen to the station here. You'll have to listen to the programming tonight.
Right.
New Year's.
Sleep right through the sky.
New Year's Eve programming. Did you get the air fryer out last night?
Oh, Scott, I knew you'd bring that up, and I'm going to have to say something here, and I haven't informed my gift giver yet.
Oh, no.
But I've got it all boxed back up.
Oh, no, what happened?
Nothing happened, but evidently it's more complicated in the first ones that came out because it's pre-programmed and all that, and I just look at it like, what? How do you do? I'm just not so sure I want to keep it, and it takes up so much room on my counter.
Oh, see, now you understand what I was talking about yesterday.
Yeah. Is yours like that?
Well, it's big.
Is it pre-programmed?
It's big. I know it's got the big issue, but it's one of those things. It's got two knobs on it. One for the time, and then one for the temperature.
See, mine's digital, and it's got pictures of turkeys and hamburgers and goats and everything.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I have that, too. I have the pictures, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yep. I have that. So now you think the air fryer might be a bad idea.
Yeah, because it was not cheap. I know it wasn't cheap, and I don't have $2 on. All mine is touch. It's all touch.
Well, see, mine has it's got two knobs, so that's...
Sure it's not a television, Scott?
It might be a television. I cooked those pork chops on top of the no wonder they took so long to get done the other night. I had no idea. I might not make it to 2020 because I'm bound and determined to finish these pork chops. And
I'll be okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm worried because they are in the refrigerator and they are in a plastic container, but... You know, between the undercooking in the air fryer and the expiration date, I don't know if I'll make it or not.
Well, yesterday for lunch, I don't know if I talked to you before lunch. I got out my turkey or chicken tenderloins and I put a couple in my little skillet and I breaded them and everything and I put in some coconut oil and fried them and that kind of did it the old-fashioned way and boy, those were good.
Oh, a good piece of meat cooked right, there's nothing like it.
Exactly.
Nothing better. And some cottage cheese on the side. Well, my go-tos with a piece of meat are either a salad with ranch dressing or cottage cheese.
That sounds good.
That's the way to go. Well, you have a great new year.
You too, Scott.
Happy 2020.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, hey, we're doing pretty well here today. 740-383-9944. Looks like an air fryer is headed back to the store there. I haven't given up on the air fryer yet. It's still there. It's on top of the refrigerator. And I do like it. I think I like it because it hasn't poisoned me yet. So I have to believe I like it at this point. But who knows? 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say or have any big plans for the big new year tonight, the 2020 Eve, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. I would love to hear what you're going to do. And it doesn't have to be big, huge plans. Just something going on that maybe will be fun to you. Maybe you're staying at home with the kids. Maybe you're going to go out and propose to somebody. Maybe you're going to a party tonight. Maybe you're going to the Pop and Drop in downtown Marion. How are you going to bring in 2020? Those decade years are always big years. I do remember New Year's Eve 2000. I do remember New Year's Eve prior to that, 1990. I do, You know, I don't remember 2010, though. For some reason, that doesn't stick out in my brain in any special way. What was I doing in 2010? I just remembered what I was doing in 2010 and why it doesn't stick out in my brain in any special way, and I'm not going to tell you. Okay, what's on the agenda here today? Yes, happy 100th birthday to Kenzel Clutter. Hope he's out there listening and having a great day with his family. When you make it to 100, that's something. Or 100, as we're supposed to say in radio. 100, as Ken Charles would say. You have to say 100. Okay, what else? Oh, here's something. Lately, I have been looking for a car. Because, to be honest with you, I started to have some problems with my car probably early December, and I'm not a big car person, and I thought, well, maybe it's time to get a new car, but I really don't want a high car payment. I really don't want all that mess that goes on with a new car. So I've been looking, just out looking, because the car is still running that I have, so it wasn't a pressure situation where I had to go out and get a car. And last night, I think I have found the car that I want, and I talked to the person who has the car, so I think I will be getting the new car maybe by the next time I talk to you on Thursday. So that will be a lot of fun, and if not Thursday, probably by the end of the week this week, the new car will pop up. So I'm kind of excited about that. It's always exciting to get a new car. Even though I'm not a car person, there's just something about getting in a new car and feeling it out and seeing all the new bells and whistles and so on and so forth that go with it. And I have seen this car once, obviously, but haven't had it on my own to where I could actually sit and play around with all the amenities. So that was kind of fun last night. So hopefully that'll be coming through in the next few days. And the mileage is low on the car, which, see, that's one of the questions I didn't ask when I first saw the car. I did not say, what is the mileage? And somebody pointed out to me, well, you got to know that. You got to know what the mileage is. So last night I asked what the mileage is, and it's very good. So that's something I'm excited for in the new year. What else did I want to talk about here? Oh, last night I had not been, I don't know how long they've been open now in their new location, Steve's Dakota Grill. I had not been there in a long time. I think the last time was the old location. But I went to the new location located over by Big Lots last night. And I have to say, you know, we don't do any business with the Dakota Grill. They're not a sponsor. They're not a supporter. I don't have any money for them. I have no reason to say this. But the people at the Dakota Grill are great. The food was great. The service was great. The new location is very... I'm impressed with the new location. I had never been in there, and it was hard for me to believe that that used to be CC's Pizza. I remember what CC's Pizza looked like, and this place, it was hard to tell. If you'd been in CC's Pizza, it was hard to tell that was ever a CC's Pizza. So I certainly commend the people over at the Dakota Grill. It was a great meal last night. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the company at dinner last night. That was a lot of fun. It's always, you know, I was thinking about this morning. Since probably the weekend prior to Christmas, maybe even a little before that, I have been out to eat so much. I don't know if there's ever been a period in my life where I've ever been out to eat so much in my life. I have been out to eat for lunch. I've been out to eat for dinner. I've been out to eat on the weekend. And it's a lot of fun. I love to go out and eat. I think, not because of the food. I mean, although going to different restaurants and trying the food is a lot of fun. But I like the company. I really like to go out and eat and just have a conversation with people. And I always jump on people when I'm out to eat with them if they start to go to their cell phone. I hate that. I say, put down the phone. If it's not an emergency, put down the phone. And this is one of my tips for the new year. Because I do understand there are emergencies with kids and relatives. Maybe you have sick relatives or something like that. Here's what you do. All these cell phones now, all these smartphones have different ringtones that you can put on them. Here's what you need to do. If it's your child or it's an elderly person or whatever it is, just put a special ring on it. And that way, when you go out and eat, you can actually look at the person and talk to the person. And if somebody in need calls you who you really need to talk to, like a kid or an elderly person or somebody who's maybe not in the best of health, that special ring will go off and you will know that it's them. Not that it's always an emergency, but at least you'll know you want to take that call. So that's my tip. Now there's a tip for the new year. Now we already heard the tip about the check, which that was a tremendous tip, by the way. Think about that. When you write a check, because I know a lot of people still write checks, or when you're writing the date for the new year, don't do, you know, like January 1st, 2020, don't do 1/120, because somebody could easily write 19 or 18 in there. Although that I think about this now, what would that do? If somebody changed the date, because I don't think a bank will cash a check if it's over a certain amount of time. So let's say you got a check that was written to you on 1/120. What if somebody changed the date to 1/119? I don't think the bank would cash it. I think they would say the check is too old. And if you wrote the check to the person anyway, why would that cause a conflict? Because it wouldn't change the amount of the check. It would just change the date the check is written. And I don't think you can post-date checks anymore. And this would be backdating. Or I guess you could post-date, but I don't think you'd post-date a check a year, and I don't think a bank would take a check post-dated. The person who called it, did they say why this is a danger to have people changing the date on your check to a different year? Now that I think about that, I mean, I see why it could be done, but I'm not sure what did the people on television say what the danger in that was? What could happen if they changed the date? Or was that one of those things like wind chill and heat index, where they just needed something to talk about? I don't know. Oh, man. New Year's Eve. Okay. Has anybody else been to the Dakota Grill since they moved? Does anybody else have any praise for the Dakota Grill? I think that's a really great establishment. Had a lot of fun there last night. Thought the food was good. Thought the atmosphere was good. And the company was good. So, 3 for 3 last night. Or does anybody have any raves for any place in Marion? We always like to hear the good things, you know, because now we get the health inspection, and that's not good. When you get the health inspections for restaurants, those usually aren't glowing inspections. So we always hear the bad about restaurants, but does anybody have any good things to say about restaurants? Because a lot of people might be eating out tonight. This is a big eat out night, New Year's Eve. Does anybody have a restaurant that they really want to praise for the food or the service or the atmosphere or anything of that nature? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I was just thinking, I'll probably be out to eat tonight too, because I'm continuing on this eat-out extravaganza right on through the new year. And maybe if a good recommendation comes along, I'll be eating out somewhere tonight. Someplace good, hopefully. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, morning, Scott. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. You want to know what plans were for the New Year's?
Yes.
Well, my plan is I'm getting ready to go to do my last minute shopping for tomorrow. And then when I get back, I'm going to take off my shoes, pop my feet up, and get into the sauce.
So it's going to be a sauce. What kind of sauce are you thinking about today?
Now, you know what I'm thinking about.
Oh, I do.
My bourbon.
You're going to go with the bourbon. Now, this is going to be regular bourbon, no hot toddy today.
Yeah, I'm having a hot toddy.
Oh, hot toddy. All right. Well.
Yeah, I'm having a hot toddy, and I have the bourbon, and I'll have everything done here by 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then I am done.
Well,
I won't let the kids and everybody else do the cooking.
Well, hey, there you go. You'll be able to sit back and watch 2020 come in.
And I'm going to watch football games.
Hey, there you go. Well, you have a great day and enjoy that.
Yeah, you have a good one, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
There you go. There's what somebody's doing for New Year's. Sitting back with a glass of bourbon and enjoying the new year come in. Now, that's not an awful way to spend the new year. That's pretty good. What are your New Year's plans, and have you made any New Year's resolutions? Are you making that dreaded New Year's resolution that everybody makes every year about losing weight? Is that one of your New Year's resolutions? Do you have something different that you're doing this year? Do you have a restaurant recommendation? We're taking all calls here this morning, 57 minutes past the hour on this New Year's Eve, 2019, last time, last show this year, we're going to be saying that. 740-383-9944. Restaurant recommendations, what are you doing for New Year's, and have you made a New Year's resolution? 740-383-9944. And we're going to be doing this next hour, too, and I got some more stuff I want to say here in the next hour, so we're going to continue on with all of that. I do want to remind you, we do have live programming here today on WWGH Radio coming up this afternoon, 2:10 to 3 p.m. We have the Adam the Computer Guy show, and then 4:10 to 5 p.m. we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims, and then 5:10 to 6 p.m. today we have the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, which you're not going to want to miss. Live programming all day today right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. That is how it goes. Any restaurant recommendations, anything on your mind today, anything you want to say before 2020, or not, 2020 gets here, I guess is what we want to say. If not, we're going to step out here for a little bit of a break, but we're coming back here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere. WGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For 107-year-old viral videos, Virginia McClure on meeting President and Mrs. Barack.